Thanks for checking out I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoy this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with other podcast enthusiasts. And now, I Love Lucifer.
The fantasy of their day job turns into a living nightmare when the lines of reality are blurred as two B-movie starlets battle movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. Now, if they could only get along with each other.
You bitch!
When the cameras stop rolling, the real terror begins.
I love Lucifer.
Created by Susie Singer Carter and Don Preece. Episode 5, All About Evil. Directed by Susie Singer Carter.
Greetings, lovely listeners. Yes, I am back, and I do apologize for leaving you on the proverbial ledge, but I assure you I would never let you miss a single beat, shall we? Our story resumes as Holly fields a terrifying call on my dear Tanya's mobile phone, whilst nearby a stew pot on the burner boils, untended with sinister portent.
Tanya Thompson.
Who the F?
I'm so sorry, but she's not in right now. Can I take a message?
That won't be necessary, will it? She's standing right next to you.
Wait, who are you? Where are you?
Quiet! There's something for you on the cooker. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Tartar sauce.
Extraordinary sense of smell.
Lucy? Oh no,
I can't look.
Don't open that pot yet. Patience. First, a riddle. What's black and white and red all over? Hint, it's in the oven.
The oven too?
A newspaper?
With something wrapped inside it.
Good, good. Now open your gift.
Oh, come on, tartar sauce. Come out from wherever you are.
Open your gift!
What is this?
I'll tell you what it is. It's your...
supper!
Shit!
Fish and mash and homemade tartar sauce, your favorite sausage.
What?
Good God, that was brilliant!
That was horrible, Nigel. God damn it. What are you doing here?
I've come to surprise my sausage. Oh, bloody hell, that was outstanding. Well done, you. You should have seen your faces. God, that was such fun. Wasn't that fun, you gorgeous crumpet? I dare say you've become quite a softie, Tanya. I wouldn't have imagined you taking on a little pop and... oh... dear me, who is this looking paler than a Brit on Boxing Day? You'll find me quite irresistible by the time I leave. What shall I call you besides breathtaking?
I'm Holly Klim, Tanya's friend.
We work together.
Holly Klim, charming. I'm called Nigel. With regards to your friend Tanya, I take no more credit than a farmer does his crop for that talented beauty.
You're Tanya's father?
That would be the one.
It's so nice to meet you. I've heard...
nothing. Why are you here? What do you need?
Just time with my little sausage. The advert wrapped early and I knew how disappointed you'd be if I didn't spend at least a few days with you.
What?
I know, darling. Me too.
No.
Give us a hug.
No. No.
Oh. I do believe you've forgotten how to embrace. You must use your arms as well, my dear, like this.
Oh, God.
Oh, there you are. Doesn't that feel marvelous?
Let go of me.
So are you an actor, too?
I'm afraid I do get paid pretending to be other people, but before we delve too deeply into my fascinating journey. That fish isn't going to fling itself willingly into our mouths. Come on then, let's break bread, as it were, and catch up on absolutely everything. I have so much to tell you about me. It's a good thing we'll have a few days together. Isn't it, Sausage?
Yeah, great.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Holly, guess you'll have to share my bed.
Yay.
Nigel, you could crash on the couch. But whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
But I do, darling, like a baby. Much like Buddha, I believe in the Irish proverb, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best two cures for anything. It's quite an art, isn't it? I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.
God damn it, Nigel! Oh.
Ah, dear me, perhaps I should have reminded Tanya and her flatmate of my lifelong adherence to sleeping in the nude. Not only does it promote better quality sleep, but it is the best way to keep your testicles fresh and at an optimal temperature for sperm health.
Hey, that's my pillow, effing dog. Are you kidding me? Holly! Yo! What are you doing? God damn it! Shut up! What is going on? Seriously?
Tanya nudges poor Holly rather sharply with an elbow, which causes Holly to react with a reflex cuff to my sausage's jaw. Unfazed, Holly turns onto her side and throws her leg over Tanya, spooning her, and continues to coo. Ah, what an affectionate little bird.
What the... Jesus Christ, Holly. I want to die. Shut up. What the f time is it? Day? God damn it! Seriously?
Tanya trudges out of the bedroom to find Holly, myself, and even the little dog Lucy so immersed in watching the telly that the world about us has simply and luxuriously melted away.
Hey, it's no problem. I'll get it myself, for F's sakes. What the F?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Shit!
On the floor, just outside her threshold, she sees two severed, bloody, quivering human hands. And cradled in the hands, a lovely flower arrangement.
Wait, what? Oh, Ian. Now, what's the card say? Yep, Ian. Since we've lost funding...
Again? I thought a backup career might be useful. I'm calling myself the horticulturist. I'd appreciate your feedback on my handiwork.
Mon Dieu.
Stop rolling your eyes. Smartass. Ugh, I don't have time for this.
You're up! Did you sleep well, Sausage?
Mm-hmm.
Flowers? Marvelous! My fans are brilliant. Always seem to know where I am.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but they're for me.
Oh my God, who sent those? Those are amazing. Look, Nige, they're shaped like a star. In bloody hands.
Nige?
Your delightful friend and I discovered we share similar artistic tastes. We're watching one of our bests, All About Eve. You've seen it, haven't you, Sauce?
Yes.
Come, join us. Oh, here comes a classic moment.
This is my favorite scene.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah, no. I'm going to answer fan mail, in case anyone wants to know. That's where I'll be. Hey, Siri, what's the film All About Eve about?
The film All About Eve. A seemingly timid but secretly ruthless ingenue insinuates herself into the life of an aging Broadway star who takes her into her home only to become increasingly distrustful of her. Do you want me to go on?
No. I knew it.
That girl idolizes you.
She's poised to be the next Scream Queen Bee. What's it like working opposite your rival?
Holly. A wolf in cheap clothing. Wait. Hey, Siri! Is it wolf in cheap clothing or cheap clothes?
I think you mean a wolf in sheep's clothing. A person who hides their true colors.
No, I don't. F you, Siri.
I don't know how to do that.
Ow! Oof! God damn it! I have to change that ringer. Hello?
Tanya Thompson, we need to talk. Meet me ASAP at Pimp's across from your apartment. Come alone.
Oh my God, Sprig?
It's Shig.
How did you get my number and how do you know where I live?
Dude, I'm weird, not dangerous. It's important. Promise you'll come.
Oh, what is this about? Hello? You still there? What's it about?
Demons.
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 Demons! I get it. Shut up. I'm coming.
Demons.
Shut up.
Basically, I'm a working class oik. I have no time for the two-dimensional superficial bollocks of American producers or self-aggrandizing actors. Boring.
Wow, that's awesome. You're so real and down to earth.
Oh, God.
Absolutely, Sausage.
Now she's Sausage. Good. All right.
When I'm on set, I prefer a pint with the common crew.
He means he prefers a pint. Full stop.
Oh, and how is your mom?
I'm going to Pimp's.
Really? With everything? We're supposed to stick together.
It's literally across the street. Do you want anything?
No, thanks.
I'll take a Nubian princess with a C cup and an ample ass.
With nuts or without.
Oh, Knight, you're hysterical.
Do you know the origin of the word hysterical? It's rooted in the menstrual cycle and so often misused.
Oh, God.
Peering through the window from outside Pimp's, the pet name of a popular local dessertery, Pimp My Yogurt, Tanya bears witness to young Shig meticulously adorning a tower of the inexplicably trendy frozen pudding with a variety of chockies, jellies, and fruit-flavored bits and gyuyors.
Welcome to Pimp's.
Okay, Draco Malfoy. I'm here. What do you want from me?
I'm almost finished.
That's disgusting. You're gonna get diabetes before you're 14.
I am 14.
Really? You look like 10. I rest my case. And 3 cherries?
Don't cherry shame me, dude. Okay. I'm ready to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see...
If you say I see dead people, I'm gonna smack you.
Then I totally see dead people.
Just tell me what this is about.
I have psychic abilities. I see the future and other things.
You're kidding me.
You brought me here to tell me you have psychic abilities?
Okay, don't do that.
Why are you doing that?
That doesn't prove you're psychic.
Any elementary school kid can do that. Stop it.
I'm leaving.
Don't leave. Demon Hunter.
I'm listening.
Your film crew was killed by zombies, and you're hunting a super demon called Tartaros, not tartar sauce. What I need to tell you is someone in your inner circle is a traitor.
Okay. Who?
Yeah. That's the part I don't know.
Come on.
Look, I have visions. I don't know everything. What I do know is someone very close to you is working against you. And they're dangerous.
Welcome to Pimp's.
That's it? That's all you got?
Don't trust anyone.
Including you?
Tanya Thompson. I'm probably the only person you can trust right now.
Okay, right. I'm gonna leave now, so if you do get any more visions, let me know.
Fasten your seatbelt, Tanya Thompson. It's gonna be a bumpy night.
Freaky kid.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Damn it! Oh, Jesus! Oh, thank God! I forgot my... Seriously? F you, too!
Hi, it's Holly. Leave a message and have a fabulous day.
Hey, Holly, do you ever have your cell phone? I forgot my keys. I'll call Nigel, but call me.
How do you love me? Let me count your messages after.
God, come on. Where is everyone? God. Oh, what is going on? Where is everyone? Nobody's home? Like, nobody? Nobody's home? Come on! Come on!
Where is everyone?
Come on. Oh, God. Someone answer.
Don't trust anyone.
Someone let me in. Let me in!
Someone very close to you is dangerous. Dangerous.
Someone! Let me in! Okay.
The door is finally opened. My daughter races down the empty hallway, rushing past an elderly figure. A specter, wrinkled and horribly old. In God's name, what is happening?
Oh no. Please don't make it, please don't.
Near in her flat, Tanya's terror grows. She fears that she is already too late to help her father and her new friend with whatever horror has struck.
It's gonna be a bumpy night.
No.
Bumpy night.
I have not the words to describe what's happening. But I shall endeavor to try in the next episode.
Hey, thanks for listening to I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with others who might fall in love with I Love Lucifer, too.